Good morning. I'm Lauren E. Miller, and welcome to today's 15-minute stress relief hot seat call, giving you quick, effective stress solutions to everyday stress trigger. Today is going to be a fun call, so if you have the opportunity to grab a pen and a piece of paper, you're going to walk away from this call with several different techniques that you can begin to implement today to help you de-stress in the midst of those stressful moments. Not that any of us have those stressful moments in this Earth School experience. And if you want some more information, some more tips, please visit my main website, laurenemiller.com. That's laurenemiller.com. This Saturday, if you are in town in Colorado, we are offering a free complimentary grab-and-go stress solution workshop for 1 hour, and you can find the details under the events tab when you go to laurenemiller.com. This call is being recorded and will be used in the blogging on my main site. You'll notice on several of the blogs, they'll either have a video as well as audio in order to add some depth to the content delivery. Okay, so let's start with just a simple statement. And we're all familiar with the popular song, Shake It Off. And it sums up in three words a desire I feel that we have on a daily basis, because life will continue to happen. And our ability to increase our life satisfaction as well as enjoyment lies in our ability to shake it off, to be able to watch the life that's unfolding before us and have more space between our choice of response. And our choice of response many times is rooted in our desire to have more fun in life, as well as happiness, experience those moments that cause us to pause and linger and align ourselves with those things that mean the most to us in life. And one of the statements that I will often say on a daily basis is one that the Dalai Lama has said, which is, do not let the behavior of others destroy your inner peace. In this one statement lies an invitation, as well as a reminder of our role in our choice of response to life. Do not let the behavior of others destroy your inner peace, meaning that you do have a choice. I have a choice. We all have a choice on a daily basis, what we give power to in terms of giving it the ability to shake us in life. And we forget that we constantly have a God-given ability to literally shake those things off that stick to us in our mind. We give free rent, as I'll often say. We're literally giving free rent to fear, doubt, and worry in our mind space. And we have the ability to cut off the lease and begin again in a place of positivity. Your ability to shake things off, experience less stress, and show up with confidence is in direct proportion to the systems you have in place that support inner peace and purpose. I feel like I'm stating the obvious on this one. However, we do need those reminders. Take, for instance, a hose, being that it's springtime. I'm getting my hose out to water my flower gardens because they're just starting to peak above the surface. And so they're on their way to blooming in life. And imagine a hose, bringing it outside and watering your garden. One leak, one hole in that hose diminishes the force by which it comes out and waters the flowers. This is a wonderful metaphor for us today, because as we're seeking to put into place those systems that will support our desire for inner peace and confidence in life, it's important to take a look at the energy leaks. What are your energy leaks? Understand the leaks that drain your emotional bandwidth to be able to handle life successfully. What are your leaks in life? A few of them that I've reflected on myself on a day-in and day-out basis, as well as put before my clients, are as follows. One, just as I stated earlier, the quote from Dalai Lama, don't allow the opinions of other people to rob your sense of worth and capability. Even if that's the one takeaway that you grab and go from this call, may it be the practice of not giving the power to the opinions of other people to rob your sense of worth and capability. Another tip is to release the negative loop that puts things above people. Things above people, and pushes you out of self-care systems that support your health and optimal wellness. Unbridled ambition, the need to own, control, and possess, along with the need to know why things happen as they do, or the need to know how things will turn out, result in huge energy leaks in life. Another tip, and this is just kind of setting up the techniques that I'm going to leave you with today. It's important to gain that clarity around what your energy leaks are and what causes them. So you have not allowing the opinions of other people to rob your sense of worth and capability. Two, you have the invitation today to release the negative loop of putting things above people. This is when your desire to be seen, acknowledged, recognized supersedes your mission to love and care for yourself and those people around you. So your self-care systems take a hit, and therefore your ability to show up with the bandwidth, the emotional bandwidth to handle those things that spin you in life is severely compromised. Three, do what you do and forget about it. You'll often hear me say this. Go for everything 100%, be attached to nothing. Remembering that an attachment is simply an emotional state of clinging due to the belief that without something, some person, some outcome, you can't be happy. So keep it simple. Do your best and move on. No one who puts the hand, this is one of my popular statements that came out of the mouth of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. No one who puts their hand to the plow and looks back is worthy of the space God has prepared in advance for you to fully occupy. Moving forward, watch your labels. An example you'll often hear me reference is fear. Fear is simply a label we place on undesirable outcomes. And it literally blocks our ability to tune into available options for solution. And this is a biological thing. I'm not going to get into the details behind what's going on in your brain. Just know that as soon as you label life as for you or against you, the outcome will flow from that choice. Another tip is to create supportive sleep patterns. I did an entire workshop seminar on the importance of sleep when it comes to calming the overactive brain. 7 to 8 hours in each night, people will push back on that. Oh, I only need four. I only need three. When you study the mitochondria and the systems that need to be in place, and the mitochondria are just basically the engines to yourself. It's cells. It's the core of what helps you show up in your highest personal excellence on a day in and day out basis. What supports your ability to think quickly on your feet? Access executive thinking, come up with creative solutions, be able to be flexible, curious, not take things personally. One simple system, healthy, supportive sleep patterns. If you can't sleep, or you find yourself waking up after falling asleep, usually there's particularly for the women that are listening in today, it's our hormone surge that happens between 2 or 3 in the middle of the night. If you have issues with sleep, I invite you again to explore the Levity product. I use it twice a day when I fall asleep at night as well as in the morning. It is worth every penny. I can assure you the feedback is phenomenal, and it's one of my personal favorites. So explore the Levity Light Sound product. You can do that at StressSolutionsMadeEasy.com. Again, StressSolutionsMadeEasy.com. Or you can explore the Sleep Well product, and I just tried it myself last week. Because I use the Levity product, I really don't have a problem sleeping and staying asleep. However, I just was curious. I had a lot on my mind, and so I tried the Sleep Well product, and it worked great. So you can access that information at laurenemiller.com. Actually, both of those products, if you're having difficulty sleeping, you can access laurenemiller.com. Just go to the store tab, check out Levity, check out the Daily Well Pack, because that includes the Sleep Well, which is basic magnesium, essential botanical essence, and a lot of other good stuff to help you go to sleep and stay asleep and wake up refreshed. Don't skimp on that sleep. Here's a story for you. I don't know if you've ever seen this scene. I saw this recently on Animal Planet. I'll often refer to the Animal Planet. And it's one of those scenes that I'll never forget. There's a zebra that walks up to a very calm body of water. And it's a beautiful, sunny, looks like a very hot day. And the zebra bends down with its neck to sip the water, and it's quiet and still, and the zebra's very serene scene of the zebra drinking the water. And all of a sudden, this huge honking saltwater croc pops up out of the water and snags its leg. And you can imagine the struggle that preceded that that one. Going from calm to the Animal Planet scene, popped up, grabbed its leg. There was a struggle. I was glad to see that the zebra got free. It pulled back, and then the first thing it did was shake its entire body. It literally shook it off. Everything in the animal kingdom uses this technique. This is a powerful shaking therapy, is a technique. You've heard me say it many, many times. In America, we don't practice this on a daily basis. Highly recommend you explore it, because what it does is it gets the body moving. It gets the lymphatic system draining of the toxins. It also clears the mind out. So my question this morning to you is this: what are your pop-ups? What are your big saltwater crocs that pop up in your day that spin you emotionally? Your success and speed for less stress lies in your ability to identify and adjust those things that spin you into a negative loop in life. So what are your pop-ups? I don't know if you've had a chance to see the popular serene scene online, and then all of a sudden this face pops up and scares you. You jump back from your screen as you're in a place of peace, and then all of a sudden, pop! This pop-up comes up. So know your pop-ups, because clarity of focus gives you the opportunity to pursue the accuracy of response. Put those systems in place that will patch up those energy leaks. So here are a few shake-off techniques that you can use today. The first one's called tighten and release. Basically, throughout your day, this is something you can do easily in less than 2 minutes. You start at your feet and you tighten and release. Tighten and release. Then you move up to your calf, tighten and release. Your thighs, same movement, tighten and release all the way up your body to your jaw. You tighten, release. And then you can do your entire body all at once. You tighten your entire body, and then you release. Tighten and release. Another technique is the erase and replace technique. Take a piece of paper, fold it in half. Write those things that are spinning you in life, your pop-ups. And you can kind of keep this as an ongoing list throughout your day. When something pops up in your life and you're giving it too much mind space and it's creating a negative response in your body, get it out. Write it down as quickly as possible. So-and-so said this. I just read this email. My heart's racing. Get it out so you can see it. Clarity of focus leads to accuracy of response. Then you're in a position to flip it. You can use many different techniques. I highly recommend go to my website, laurenemiller.com. Go to the media section under Meet Lauren tab and listen to, if you haven't already, the 10-minute video on EFT, which is a very powerful technique. It's one of my favorites. There's many different techniques to help you to replace negative thinking with positive. The more technique is another popular one, that you simply make a conscious association. The more upset I am about what so-and-so said or did, the more I'm able to remember I've gone through difficult times in the past. I could do it again. So basically, you are programming your response to life. Next one is a fun one, the bumblebee technique. I mentioned it quite a while ago in one of the calls. It's worth repeating today. This breathing technique, it's a pranayama breathing technique that creates an internal vibration, which distracts you from the negative mind muck. And it's a good one to use before contemplative prayer, and it also increases the nitric oxide production. This is the chemical we need for dilation of all of our arteries. It's the little pill that they put underneath your tongue if you are having a heart attack. So this technique is definitely worth our attention and decreases stress under 5 minutes. Quickly, this is how it goes. Basically, you use your fingers to close your eyes, and you use your thumbs to plug your ears. So your fingers come up, your middle fingers come up, just gently covering your eyes, and then you plug your ears on the exhale. So you breathe in through your nose, and when you exhale, you hum as you close your eyes with your fingers gently over them, and then you plug your ears so you'll hear yourself humming. This is the internal vibration that distracts you from negative thinking, but it also releases the nitric oxide production, increases nitric oxide production. So you breathe in, close your eyes, plug your ears, hum on the way out. That probably sounds pretty annoying on this call. However, I wanted to demonstrate it. So you can use this technique, the bumblebee technique. Another quick one, laughter for 1 minute, even if it's fake. This is pulling from the research that shows the power of laughter in boosting the immune system, decreasing the stress hormone in the body. Even if it's fake, ha ha, he he, ho ho, pulling from laughter yoga, the laughter yoga technique will decrease the stress in your life. After you do that, do a little bit of the downward facing dog for at least 1 to 2 minutes. We're familiar with this from the yoga stance. Put your hands on the floor and move your feet back so you're at an angle. And if you haven't seen this technique before, simply Google it. It's all over the place. Do it for 1 to 2 minutes, and it increases your circulation, muscle density, boosts your energy. It's a good one. The next one, and we're running 2 minutes over here, so I'm gonna sum this up really quickly, is bookend your days with prayer. Three-minute mini retreats throughout the day. Simply pause several times during the day, close your eyes, taking a deep breath in and releasing, and put yourself in that space of prayer. Go inside your castle, pull up the drawbridge, connect with God. Remember, all is well with your soul. This is Earth School. Everything is sent to make you fearless. And last but not least, I invite you to check out the Vital Well Pack. This is something I do on a daily basis. I take the powder in the morning, the chews in the afternoon. It actually lowers the cortisol levels in the body. It takes less than a minute to drink it or chew the chews. Your cortisol levels, you have a cortisol dump in the morning and you have one in the afternoon. This particular product actually lowers the cortisol levels. What do you get out of that? You get a boost in focus, mood, energy, decreases belly fat, and inflammation as well. That's another benefit. You can check that out at my main website, laurenemiller.com. Go to the store tab, click on Daily Well Pack, and there's more information about that there. So you have several different techniques, grab-and-go solutions to practice today that you can do under 5 minutes. So again, if you're in town, come join me. I'll be doing an extended workshop on this Saturday at 11 o'clock, Lone Tree, Colorado. You can check out the details, laurenemiller.com. Click on the events tab and have fun. Give yourself the space to practice these techniques. And remember, everything in life is an opportunity for learning and growth. Put the systems in place on a daily basis that support your ability to shake them off. Your ability to shake something off in the morning is in direct proportion to the systems that you are practicing in a day-in, day-out basis. It takes 30 days to start a new habit. So I invite you to take at least one of these techniques and start implementing it today to lighten the load and expand your ability to enter life with levity and a sense of joy and inner peace. I look forward to talking to you again soon. Enjoy your gift of life today. God bless.